Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third, the first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Hall. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hall for a passed ball. Taylor moves to third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend bunts towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Friend for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Briggs. Hall moves to third. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Hall scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Long moves to second. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Long moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Groat moves to second. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. John Powers pinch hits for Bob Friend. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Verdon strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Hall moves to third. Powers moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Hall scores. Powers scores. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Pirates. Don Elston now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner is walked intentionally. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Smith now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to second. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verdon is walked intentionally. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Don Elston. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Roy Face now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hall for a passed ball. Thompson moves to third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Stewart strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinner scores. Mazeroski moves to third. It's 6-4, Pirates. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Morin chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Morin. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing left field. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Long hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-4 in the game. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with face covering, for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.